约翰福音一章，新约第四个福音书，约翰福音的一章。
I would like to read this morning.For introduction, we're going to read again from verse 10, John chapter 1, verse 10, and we'll read around the table right down to verse 28. Yes, from verse 10 to verse 28.
那我们今天从约翰福音一章的十节先读到二十八节，我们顺序从桌子这边，读下去啊。一人一节，一章十节开始。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的。乃是从神生的，
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。”
律法本是记着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
约翰所做的见证记在下面：犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里问他说：“你是谁？”
他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。
他们又问他说：“这样你是谁呢？是以利亚吗？”
他说
我不是。是那先知吗？他回答说不是。
于是他们说：“你到底是谁？叫我们好回复差我们来的人。你自己说你是谁。”
他说：“我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修真主的道路，
修直主，
修直主的。
修直主的道路，正如先知以赛亚所说的。
那些人是法利赛人差来的，他们就问他说：你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是那先知，为什么施洗呢？”
约翰回答说：“我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间，是你们不认识的，就是那在我以后来的。我给他解鞋带也不配。”
这是在约旦河外国大尼约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
Amen.
Now, last week we made some comments down to the end of verse 14.
上一周我们解到十四节。
But I'd like to go back to verse 13, just to underline a particular truth.
那我们先回到十三节，然后我们再重新回顾，强调一个重要的真理。
We find there that, those who believe in Jesus, it says that there is, they become the children of God.
我们这里看见那些信靠耶稣的人呢，成为神的儿女。
And it says, that's verse 12.
这是十二节最后讲到。
Verse 13, it says, there's three negatives. In other words, threeways that you cannot become a Christian.
那十三节讲的是三个方式，你不能成为基督徒的方式。
The first is there that he mentions children born not of natural descent.
那第一呢，是从血气生的。
That is, if your parents are Christian, that doesn't make you a Christian.
那就意味着，如果你父母是基督徒呢，不表明你就是基督徒。
Every individual must make his decision before God.
每一个人，他都必须在神面前做他自己的决定。
And that decision is to receive the Lord Jesus. Verse 12.
这个决定就是十二节的那个决定，接受耶稣基督，信靠他的名。
Verse 12 specifically says, as many as received him. That's the important thing, is individual needs to receive the Lord Jesus in order to be saved.
那十二节是特别强调所有的人要自己来到神的面前，接受他，接待他，信他的名，才能成为基督徒。
So just because
是非常个人化的。
Just because your mother and father received Jesus doesn't make you a Christian.
那不能因为你的父母接受耶稣基督，那就成为你自然成为基督徒，这是不可以的。
And the second negative is you can't be born by your own decision.
那第二个不能做到的就是你不能是从人意，从你自己的意思来生的。
You don't just decide one day, well, I'm going to become a Christian.
你不能说我今天呢我就成为基督徒了。
Now, this is the statement that I want to enlarge a little bit upon, because there might be some confusion about that.
这是有个点呢，我想多讲一点，因为这里可能会有一些混淆。
In other words, how do you receive the Lord? How do you become a Christian?
那我来问他，怎么成为一个基督徒呢？
Do you decide to become a Christian?
你决定成为基督徒就是吗？
Well, there might be a little bit of confusion here because it says as many as received him. You see? It's not a matter of I'm going to become a Christian. You might say, well, I'm going to become a Christian because I'm going to receive the Lord Jesus. Then that's true.
所以这里的逻辑是不是说呢，我今天决定我就是了，而是呢，你是不是愿意接受他？是你接受他的那一刻，你才是，而不是你决定是的时候就是了。
See, you can decide to become a bus driver, you know, but you're not a bus driver, are you?
你可以决定说，我今天是一个公交车司机，但你其实不是啊，这个不是你决定来的。
So in a similar manner, A person does not decide to become a Christian by buying a Bible and attending all the prayer meetings. On the outside, he looks like a Christian, but he still has not received the Lord Jesus.
对，我们不能够通过，比如说我买了一本圣经，我一直参加教会所有的活动，包括祷告会，我从外表上看，每一个人都觉得我是个基督徒，因为我经常固定的去教会，但是。这个如果我没有接受耶稣基督到我心里来成为我的救主，我还不是基督徒。
Also, it says there, not anybody else's will either. You'll notice in the New International, it says, nor of a husband's will, but you can cross that out and correct it by saying it's human will, not by someone else's will.By another man, by a priest, for example, or a pastor. They can't make you a Christian either.
抱歉，刚才是第二点是从情欲生的，是我们自己的决定啊，自己的意思。第三点是从人意，就是不是别人的意思啊，就不是其他人说你是基督徒，你就是。
I understand that the Chinese is correct in that regard, is it not?
Yeah.就中文的翻译在这个上面是对的，那个NIV 的这个翻译有一点稍微有一点偏。
Then there's still another question in regards to that second statement.
那在第二个点上呢，还有一些问题。
And that is that if whose will then is it that I become a Christian?
那谁到底是谁的意愿？那让我成为一个基督徒。
Well, it's God's will.
是神的意愿。
I want you to turn to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9.
那我们一起来看彼得后书的三章九节，往后翻哈，就快到后面了。彼得后书，对，419页。
2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9.
彼得后书三章九节。
The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Now that word wanting there is actually the word willing. He's not willing that any should come to repentance or be lost.
所以这里英文说 wanting 其实就是愿了，他在这里不愿，他不愿意任何人沉沦失丧。
Now turn again with me to James.
那我们再往前翻一点，翻到雅各书。
James chapter 1.
雅各书的一章，往前翻，就彼得前书前面就是雅各书。
And verse 18.
雅各书的一章十三节，哦，十八节，一章十八节。雅各书一章十八节。403页，对。
Now in the New International, it reads this way. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
他按自己的旨意，用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
Now, I want to read it in the New King James, which is a more literal translation. I might say that the New International is not a very literal translation. It's an interpretation more, than the more literal King James.
因为我们现在用的中英文的这个版本的英文是新国际译本啊，就 NIV 这个译本比较用的词比较大家能明白，但是不是完全的和原文是一致的，但我们的中文是完全和原文一致的。那我英文有一个更好的译本叫 King James， 叫英王钦定本，那个是跟我们的中文比较近似的。所以这是弟兄常常用的那个英文的译本是 King James 的版本，所以他现在用 King James 再跟大家读一遍。
And so I read it now literally of his own will，
按照自己的旨意，这就是中文的。
It says there.It is in the New International. It's implied. It says he chose.
Oh, yeah.
But literally, it says of God's will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. We are born again.
所以这个中文是一样的，是跟那个 King James 一样。他说，这里长老强调的就是按照自己的旨意，这是神的旨意，要用真道生我们。
Now go back to.The Gospel of John in chapter 1.
回到约翰福音的一章。
And verse 13.
约翰福音的一章十三节，我们回到那个地方。
How then do we become children of God?
那我们怎么才能成为神的儿女呢？
Those who believe in his name. And they're born, it says, in verse 13,Born not of blood, that is, as we've been talking about, natural descent, not of the will of the flesh, that is, I can't will myself to be a Christian, a son of God, nor the will of man, another person, a priest, or a pastor, or a rabbi, but of God, it says.
所以十二十三节综合起来看着，我们就明白，成为神的儿女就一个方法，一条途径，我们接受他，相信他的名，接待他。然后呢，十三节这三个对比，第一个是我们父母是，我们不一定是；第二个是我们自己觉得是，并不一定是；第三个呢，别人说你是，也不一定是。这个别人尤其是某一个神父、某一个牧师、某一个拉比说你是，也不是。这都不能让我们成为基督徒。只有一个，我们怎么从神生呢？我们接受他成为我们的救主。
So putting this all together now, we have that God has provided a salvation in His Son.
那我们把这个综合起来，我们看见呢，上帝给了人一个救赎的道路，就救恩，通过耶稣基督他的儿子。
And that salvation is absolutely complete.
这样的救恩已经完全了，非常完整，完成了。
Anything God makes is perfect.
任何神做的都是完美的。
He doesn't ask man to add anything to it.
他没有要求人再加任何的部分到这个里面去。
When he created the beautiful garden that he put Adam and Eve into, he didn't ask them to improve it in any way.
所以当他做那么美的伊甸园的时候，他把亚当夏娃放进去，他并不是要他们去提升这个园子，去改造这个园子。
They were told to maintain it.
他只是让他们去管理，去维护这个园子。
Anything God makes is perfect.
因为任何神造的都是完美的。
So his salvation is absolutely perfect.
所以救恩也是完完全全成就了，是很完美的。
And in the same way in creation, we can't create anything.
就一样的道理，我们不能创造任何东西。
In the same way, we cannot create salvation.
同样的道理，我们也不能创造一个救恩。
That's all of God.
这全都是上帝做成的。
And so it says here that a person, we become children of God, not by anything that's in man.
所以我们成为神的儿女不是因为我们里面的什么义。
Not by any efforts of our own.
不是因为我们里面任何的自己的努力。
It's going to be all by grace.
全都是神的恩典，白白的恩典。
And the other thing to say is that God's will is for everyone to be saved.
那换句话说呢，神的本意，神的意愿是愿每一个人都得救。
There is sufficient provision in the sacrifice of His Son.
在他儿子的牺牲，在他儿子的这个十字架的救赎所做成的救恩里，给到每一个人足够的救恩，就是每一个人只要去要去拿，愿意去拿都可以拿得到。
The sacrifice was sufficient.For the salvation of all mankind.
所以这样的救赎是足够给全人类的。
And so, what can man do?
那人能做什么呢？
He can receive God's will.
他能够接受神的旨意。
See, it's not of the will of man to become a Christian, but it's if he will receive God's will.See, because it says there.
所以不是人的旨意，不是人的决定，我要成为，而是呢，他接受神的旨意，他顺服神的旨意，接近来。
They're born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God.
所以这就是十三节最后讲的，不是那三样是什么呢？乃是从神生的。我们不是。因着地上的父母而成为基督徒的，不是因着自己的意愿，也不是别人的指定，我们是从神生的。
The other illustration is, what baby ever gave, when a baby is born, they don't give birth to themselves.
这就像一个孩子出生一样，这个孩子不是自己生出来，或者他自己决定生出来的。这都不是他的意思。
And so it shows the impossibility of us trying to be born again by ourselves or become a Christian by ourselves.
而且我们不是觉得自己要重生，自己要成为一个基督徒。
And we only receive what God has given to us and what His will is for us.
然后我们是接受他的旨意，我们愿意相信他，我们就成了他的孩子了。
And those that receive the Lord Jesus, they become the children of God.
所以接受接待他的信靠他名的就成了他的儿女。
Not just saved, but they actually are brought into a family relationship with the God of the universe.
所以他不单单是从自己的罪里被救出来，而且他给了神儿女的名分，这是一个特别大的飞跃。
Don't you feel special this morning?
你没有感觉自己特别很特别吗？是，今天早上你没觉得自己很特别吗？对，因为你是神的儿女。
That's how much God loves each one of us.
这就是神如此爱每一个人的原因。
I'm not sure why he would choose me, but I have accepted his will.For my life, and that is to receive His Son, the Lord Jesus.
我不知道为什么我这样的人，神也愿意爱我，但是我知道我接受他的那一刻，我就成了他的儿女。这个是我从圣经里明白。
And then we looked at the Word becoming flesh there in verse 14.
那我们从十四节看，他的道呢成了肉身。
And we saw last week how that God'spresence was with the children of Israel in the tent in the wilderness.
我们上一次提到神的同在怎么和以色列的民同在在旷野的会幕当中啊。
And in all their travels through the wilderness, his presence was with them.
所有他们一直在四十年里在旷野一直走的一路上神的同在一直与以色列民同在。
And his glory was there. The Shekinah, what they call the Shekinah of glory, It was the presence of God in light in the most holy place between the cherubims above the mercy seat.
神的荣光在约施恩座上，在基路伯中间的那个荣光，时时刻刻在那几十年里，时刻的与以色列人同在，因为以色列的这个会幕就在他们当中。
And above that, on the outside, there was a cloud of smoke by daytime and a pillar of fire by night.
然后呢在这个施恩座之上呢白天的时候全部是一个云柱哈那晚上的时候是一个火柱。
It marked the presence of his glory.
然后这个标识着神荣耀的同在的位置。
And wherever that cloud, if it began to move, the children of Israel would pack up their tents and they'd move with that.
然后呢在旷野里以色列人怎么行动呢他们就看什么时候这个云柱收起来了要移动了那每一个以色列的孩子们就开始打包就开始跟着这个走。
And in all their struggles and all their testings throughout the wilderness, the presence remained with them.
所有的这个古那个时代的人啊经历的都是神的同在时刻的与他们同在就在那个世代里面。
Now take this picture, and instead of a tent, in the wilderness, that glory that was in the tent, that was hidden from the eyes of the people, that same glory was in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在那个时代神的荣耀藏在那个约柜上施恩座里面的那个形式呢在基督的时候呢神的荣耀就在基督里面就是在耶稣里面。
It says in verse 14, the word,
这就是14节的意思。
The word became flesh.
这就是道成了肉身。
And he made his dwelling among us.
他住在我们当中。
Literally, that means he pitched his tent among us.
这意味着呢他把他的帐幕啊设在我们当中就住在我们当中。
And his disciples said, "We have seen his glory."
所以他的门徒会说呢，我见过他的荣光。
The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
这就是父独生子的荣光。
Now, with the glory of the in the tabernacle in the wilderness or the tent in the wilderness, that glory was only seen by one man once a year.
我们都知道在约柜在那个会幕的至圣所里面的那个神的荣光呢只能一年被一个人一次就是大祭司看见。
On the Day of Atonement,
在赎罪日的时候
the high priest would remove his robes of glory and beauty.
那以色列的大祭司呢，他会把他荣美的大祭司的那个外袍呢全部要脱掉。
And he put on just simple white linen clothing.
他只是会穿上简单的白色的细麻衣。
And then he take a sacrifice and the blood from the sacrifice and he carry it into the holy place.
然后他会把献祭的祭物的血呢带进至圣所里面。
In the holy place before the most holy place there was a thick curtain.
然后进到圣所的时候呢，我们都知道圣所和至圣所当中隔了一个特别厚的幔子。
And that curtain separated the holy place where the priests would come every day and minister in that place.
那这个幔子隔开的区域呢，是一个叫圣所。那圣所呢，是祭司每天都能进去，要在里面做各种仪式的。
But that curtain separated the holy place from the most holy place, was where the Shekinah or where the glory of the Lord was visible if you opened up the veil.
那至圣所里只有一样东西，就是约柜，就是神荣耀的地方。那这个大的幔子就是把圣所和至圣所隔开。
And he had to come in. He had to take that blood and open up the curtain.And then he'd sprinkle the blood seven times before the mercy seat, the ark and the mercy seat.
然后他呢，一年一次，就赎罪日那天，他得穿着细麻衣，一个人进去大祭司，带上血，动物的那个祭物的血，在施恩座前面呢要弹七次。
And so it was sprinkled on the ground in the, so that he'd be able to stand there on the blood.Of the sacrifice.
那他站在那呢，就是站在祭牲的血内里面呢，来献上这个赎罪的祭。
Then the blood would be sprinkled on the mercy seat.
这个血会向这个施恩座，就是约柜上面那个施恩座呢弹。
The mercy seat was just a cover of the ark where the tables of stone, Ten Commandments were. It was a gold, solid gold lid.
那施恩座呢？它是在约柜之上，那约柜里面呢，一共它就是这么大个柜子，里面就放的摩西从山上从神手里领下来的那两块十诫的石板。
And those inside, as I said, is the Ten Commandments.
那在这个里面就是十诫。
And during the year, the children of Israel had broken many of those commandments.
那在这一年里面呢，以色列人呢，很多还是犯了这十诫里面的内容。
And the penalty for breaking those commandments was death.
那罪的工价就罪的代价就违反这些律法的代价就是死。
But there was a mercy seat there on top of it.
但是我们看见这个律法的上面是一个施恩的座。
And not only that, there were two images of two very high beings there, the cherubim.
然后呢，在施恩座上，它有两个特别。翅膀张开的基路伯盖着，基路伯就是天使。
These cherubim, as we read about them in the scripture, what we can gather from it is that they seem to be protecting the holiness and righteousness of God's throne.
那圣经里告诉我们呢，这两个基路伯，翅膀张开，其实在做在遮保护这个神的宝座。
They are observers.Of what the high priest might do next.
那他们是一个见证大祭司做一切事情的所在。
Because between the cherubim, there's a cherubim on either end of the mercy seat, one piece, and their wings were spreading out, and they were looking intently into the center of the between them where the mercy seat was.
对他们。形象是这样的，是两个翅膀的接着，其实是一体的，是用金子打造，两个翅膀接着，对面有两个翅膀过来，然后他头是低下的，两个基路伯的这个注视点都是在正中间这个施恩座当中。
And the high priest would sprinkle blood there on the mercy seat.
然后呢，大祭司在旁边去用那个祭牲的血来弹。
And that's a picture for us of what the Lord Jesus would do, is that it said that he would go into heaven itself with his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
这是一个预表，这是一个图像。 是后面新约的时候，基督要做的事情。他要进到天上的圣所，带着他一次献上在十字架上的血来为我们赎罪。So
the high priest then, having on the day of atonement, he made atonement for the children of Israel for another year.
然后呢，但是在旧约里面呢，大祭司他是得一年一年的献啊，他每次都得要来。
But when Jesus come, he says he would offer one sacrifice for sins forever, and then he would sit down.
但是基督呢，因为他是神呢，他在天上，他是带着他的血一次献上，就永远献上，然后他就坐在神宝座的右边。
And you can see then, the animal was an innocent victim.
我们看见呢，献祭的这个动物呢，它是一个。 无罪的无辜的动物，比如说羊。
And the blood of the innocent victim allowed God to overlook the sins for just one more year.
那这个无辜寄生的这个血呢，能让上帝呢能够再多一年，能够跳过忽视这个整个以色列民所犯的罪，在这一年里面。
But the animal was not a willing victim.
但是这些动物它并不是一个 神意愿要可以用的这个动物。
It wasn't a victim of full knowledge.
它也不是一个完全对这些神的真理很清楚，它只是一个动物，它没有灵啊。
That sacrifice would have to be perfect, willing, and full of knowledge of what he was doing.
那这样的祭，耶稣这个祭生，他自己是祭司，也是祭物，他是。 完全有神的知识，他是完全自愿，在自己的爱里面，他把自己的血献上。There
was no man good enough because all have sinned.
那没有人能够做这件事情，因为每一个人都是罪人，所以他不能来献祭。So
that ruled out all of Adam's race.
所以这就把整个亚当所有人的后裔都排除在外，人是不能自己成为那个祭物的。In
order to save mankind, the word had to be made flesh.
这就是为什么道必须要成了肉身来，因为为了救所有的人，道必须成为肉身来，死在十字架上，成为那个祭物。And
it says there that we have seen his glory.
所以他说我们见过他的荣光。In
other words, they had seen the glory of this one who had come from God, the same one whose glory was revealed to the high priest there once a year in the wilderness.
所以这个荣光就是在当年旷野里以色列民在施恩座上看见的那个荣光。Now
the world didn't know him. We read that there in verse 5.
然后我们看见呢，世界却不接受光，在第五节里面讲到
that the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
那第五节说，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
But you see, it's spiritually discerned. The person of Christ was spiritually understood by those who believed.
所以这里面看见是一个属灵的，就灵里面。 耶稣基督是被一切信靠他的人所接受的，就像光被接受一样。And John
and the rest of the disciples and the believers that had received Jesus, they saw, they understood, they saw the glory of this man.
就像约翰和他其他的门徒们和其他一些信靠神的人，就是他看见了光，他们就接受进来。
And his name would be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
他的名字会被称为以马内利，以马内利的意思呢，就是神与我们同在。Now,
he came from the Father, and it says he was full of grace and truth.
那我们回到14节的后面一句，说充充满满的有恩典。We'll
talk a little bit more of that when we come to verse 16.
那我们在到16节的时候呢，会再多讲一点关于恩典的东西。
About the fullness of his grace.
丰满恩典的。
It's nice to be here with you. I see we've got some new faces, and it's just wonderful. Thank you for coming out to learn the word, the Lord's word.
非常欢迎我们今天看见，我又回来看见几个新的朋友，那我们非常欢迎大家来。
And truly, it's God's promise that you will be blessed if you learn more about Him.
这是神的应许，你一定会得着他的祝福，只要你愿意想去更多的了解他。
But Eric was talking about that there's nothing that we can do to earn our salvation or to come close to God.
那是刚才 Eric 弟兄说到，我们不能靠着自己任何的努力，靠着自己的行为来挣得神的救恩。
God has done everything for us.
那上帝已经把一切我们一切的事情都替我们做好了。
And we have to have faith and trust in the finished work of Christ.
那我们必须要有信心来信靠接受那神已经做成的工。
In other words, that we have to repent. Now John was teaching, he was baptizing people and asking them to repent of their sins.
所以实际我们要做的呢，就是悔改。回转向，这就是约翰所说的，我们要悔改，接受他的救恩。
Now repentance is when a person, when the Spirit of God will speak to a person once, he will speak to him twice, he will speak to him three times, and if he's gracious, maybe four times. But when the Spirit of God speaks to a person and points them to Christ and says that you will die if you die outside of Christ, you will be far away from God.That you must receive the work that Christ has done for your salvation.
那转向和这个悔改，就是神的圣灵呢，一次两，在他的恩典里一次两次三次四次的跟一个人说，你要回头，你要回到基督里来，你不要死在基督外面。那样的话，你这真是永恒里跟神分离了。那你要进到基督里来，得着这个救恩，不但得着救恩，而且有永恒的恩典。
And when we repent, that means that we say to God that He's right and we are wrong in everything that we do, everything that we think, everything that we feel, that we are wrong. And we want to be right with God.
所以在悔改里呢，我们会跟神说，神你是对的，我现在看见你是对的，我错了，在我的思想，在我的行为里，我所做的一切是我是错的，你是对的，我愿意到你这里来。
How can God come into a person's heart when he's got a dirty, filthy heart with sin and corrupt mind and an evil heart? How can God come anywhere near a person like that?
那人神怎么能够进到人心里？当我们是一个堕落败坏，我们的理性、理智、意志、情感是一个堕落败坏的这个状态下，我们怎么能够到神面前？
So when we realize that there's nothing we can do.To improve that situation, or to make it better, or to make it perfect. When we realize that, and the light comes on in our head, that we can't do anything. We are helpless. But God, who created us in His own image, has provided a way out for us through His Son.
所以当我们意识到自己其实是堕落败坏的时候，我们自己靠着自己没有办法去改变这个状态的时候，那个光照进来，我们就会去愿意接受它，那个创造我们的在他的形象和样式里造了我们的，他一样会来救我们。那我们会去接受他的救恩。
You know, I have seen people with true repentant hearts. Many of you, Victoria, and others, Sharon, they came with tears in their eyes when we talked with them. They could see the helplessness of their state of affairs, and they knew that God loved them and died for them.
所以每一个我们来到神面前的，我们这里受洗的很多姊妹哈，那来到神的面前都是我们看见自己，无助的，我们看见自己是没有力量去改变自己的状态的。那我们看见神的爱，神的真实，神的大能，那我们来到他面前，愿意接受他。
So when you repent and you say to God that I am wrong and you are right, and you have a totally turnabout in your life and say.That the road that I'm on is on the wrong road, but I want to go on the right road. And you say that to God, and you receive His Son's work of salvation, then God's Holy Spirit will come into your heart and seal you, You see, there's nothing you can do of yourself to improve yourself, to make yourself better, to be a good person. There's nothing you can do. But it's the Spirit of God that starts working in your heart to make you a new person in Christ. And then, and only then, we have that power that God gives us to be children of God.
所以当我们接受他，我们就说呢，我们原来那条路错了，神啊，我要转向，我转到你这里来。在那一刻发生什么了呢？神的圣灵啊，就进到我们里面来了，我们就重生了。所以我们知道在这之前呢，我们靠着自己努力啊，不能提升自己，我们不能，我们人没办法改造自己。就你总是会犯错，你好一次你又坏了，你好一次又坏了，然后重生呢，你就是新造的人了。在那里面之后，慢慢的你一点一点越来，就像种子一样，它会长大，越来越有神长成的身量，也越来越有他的形象和样式。
See, God cleans your heart out so he can come and dwell with you. Otherwise, he can't come into you. He can't be a part of your life.
所以借着我们的悔改呢，神赦免了我们的罪，他就洁净了我们的心里，他才能住进来。所以我们的身体就是神的圣殿啊，他就住在我们里面，我们才可能活出那个荣美的样式。
In my Bible, it says, all who welcome Jesus Christ as Lord of their lives are reborn spiritually, receiving new life from God through faith in Christ. Too much for you.
Which verse?
Just reading down here, starting there.
Oh.就这里说呢，所有接受耶稣基督成为他的主，他的救主，他生命的主的人呢，就在灵里面重生了，接受了从神而来新的生命，借着什么呢？借着在基督里的信心。那这个新的生命呢，会把我们从里到外全然的改变，改变我们的愿望，我们的动机，我们的态度，然后成为一个新造的人。
You see, it's not pretending, it's not trying to be a good person. But only when Christ changes you, you will be a new person.
这不是一个努力，我要让自己成为一个，在自己的努力里成为一个好人，而是他在里面完全改变了之后，他自然出来的状态。
And all those people that have received Christ are very special people. And you know something? You can almost recognize them in the world. I remember we were building a house in the British properties, and there was a building inspector. He came to inspect a foundation. And I could see something special in that man. It's the spirit that's inside us and the spirit inside that man, or the spirit inside Nicole. Our spirits...We've got the same spirit in us. We're children of God. And I asked him, I said, do you know something very special about you? I said, are you a Christian? He said, yes, I am. I'm a Christian. We are brothers and sisters in the Lord. We recognize one another. It doesn't matter. We're sitting here in Vancouver. We could be in Hong Kong. We could be in New Delhi somewhere. We could be in Japan.We are all one in Christ.
就重生的人里面，他都有一个同样的灵啊，就是神的灵。那长老刚讲了一个故事啊，他说，比方说他在造房子的时候，他碰到一个那个做检查的人，他觉得这个人的从里面就不一样啊，就看起来不一样啊。那然后他就问他，你是不是我怎么觉得你不是太一样？他说你重生了吗？他是个基督徒啊，所以不在乎我们在哪里，只要你真的是接受基督成为你的救主啊，那这个人就是个新造的人，然后他就是在地上的教会里就是一家，不管你是在中国还是在香港还是在其他地方。
You see, the change that Christ puts into a person's heart is permanent. When we try to do things and try to be good and this and that in the flesh, it's just temporary. It comes and it goes.But the permanency of Christ living in us gives us a new life, a new relationship with God. It's permanent.
人灵里的重生啊，它是永恒的，它是一直是持续的。比如我们在肉体里呢，我们自己愿意行善的那个心呢，它是短暂的，它会来，它会走，它来了又会走。那在灵里重生的呢，它这个心它是一直在啊，它会一直的延续到永恒去。
Our thinking, our feelings, and our desires are very different than what used to be in the old creature that we let go. That's why we were dancing at baptized, and it's a symbol of going into death and leaving the old man behind there and raising up the new life again in Christ. It's a permanent change in a person's life, a new relationship with God.
这是一个新的关系和神啊，而且是一个永恒的改变。这就像 Dempsey 受洗的时候，我们都是知道他会先到水里去，水就预表着死哈，然后他从水里出来了，他就重生了。这就是一个特别形象的表达一个基督徒发生的过程啊。他先进到水里去，他死了，然后他在神的灵里面重生。
You know, a person can say that I'm a Christian.But if there's no change in that person, the person lives the same life that he used to before he got saved or she got saved, then that person truly isn't repentant. He has not made a change and saying that, God, you are right, I am wrong, and I want to be right. He has not done that. He has not repented.He is carrying on his own way. The Spirit of God is not in him. He is not saved. She is not saved. It has to be true repentance. Like I said, I've witnessed and experienced you who have got saved, and I can see that truly your hearts were repentant.
所以这一定是一个从灵里发自内心的悔改哦，说神啊，你是对的，我是错的。然后这个一定会带来人灵里的改变。然后是永恒的改变。所以如果当你看见一个基督徒，他说他是个基督徒，但是他很可能在得救前和后所过的生活是一模一样的。他得救之后很长的时间他都是跟之前的老我是一模一样的。那只有一种原因啊，就他不是真的悔改了。就他不是真的认为他是错的，上帝是对的。
You know, the time is coming soon, and we really believe that Christ is coming back soon.And you don't want to be found outside of Christ. You want to be in Christ, safe and sheltered in the love of God. You don't want to be outside where the wrath of God is going to abide.
对，我们都知道在末世的时候会有神的愤怒显现啊，那会有最后的日子会来，所以我们真的不愿意任何的人是在基督以外啊。我们盼望每一个人都在基督里能够得着他的救恩，躲避神愤怒的审判。
I was listening to a radio program this morning, a Jewish program, and the Jewish people in Israel are waiting for their Messiah to come. And they're building, they want to build a temple, and they want to have their sacrifices again, and they're hoping that the Shekinah glory will come into that temple. In other words, God will come to them like it was in the Old Testament, that he will live with his people. They're still living in the Old Testament.But Christ has already come. And the glory of God, Son, and His Spirit dwells inside of men. We are the living temples of God.
我今天早上听到这个一个犹太人的节目啊，那他们今天依然还在等候弥赛亚，就是他们等候那个基督再来啊。那他们希望再造第三的圣殿，也就是今天清真寺的地方。那他们依然希望这个圣殿能够造起来，能在里面把这个约柜找到，能够做出来，能够神的荣耀再回到他们里面当中，这个完全就是他们还活在旧约里面，他们还希望这个继续延续下，他们没有意识到基督已经来了哈，那已经替我们死了，已经替我们付上了这个罪的代价，而且呢，因着我们信靠他。圣灵就住在我们里面，我们神的身体就是神的殿啊。那今天我们每一个信靠神的人，身体就是圣灵的殿。
See, there's no other way. If the Holy Spirit convicts a sinner that he needs a savior, that he's a sinner, that's the only way that a person can get saved. through repenting and the Spirit of God pointing them to Christ, their Savior, and them in faith receiving Christ as their personal Savior and asking that He would forgive all their sins and that they want to have Him as their Lord and their King and the Savior of their life.
所以这是唯一的路去得救，去来到上帝面前的路，就是因着圣灵的感动，让我们看见我是罪人啊，我是败坏的啊，我是靠着自己没有办法得着救赎的。然后呢，圣灵会带着我们来到基督的面前，让我们看见他为我们在他的血里面已经预备好的救恩，我们接受他成为我们的救主，然后我们进而会接受他成为我们的主啊，然后我们才能跟上帝修复关系，这是唯一的一条来到上帝面前的路。
You see, there was no other way. God is holy. He will not tolerate sin. Sin has to be dealt with. It has to be judged. And that's why it says the word just means a communication. Okay? He's called the Word of God. He's the communication between God and man. He came to communicate with man. He's the Word of God, and He became flesh.He had to become flesh to die for our sins.
这就是为什么说道成了肉身，因为道就是上帝，道就是话，道就是交流啊。那我们最初的一章一节讲，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这个道就是基督啊。所以他必须得道成了肉身，成为我们这个样式，他才能站在我们的位置上替我们赎罪，死在十字架上，这个血才能付上我们罪的代价。因为神是非常圣洁的。神是不能容忍任何的罪的，所以我们要与神同在，要在永恒里有份，要能不死，要能活到永远，我们必须是圣洁的。那我们怎么达到圣洁呢？只能让他替我们赎了这个罪，我们才能够和神和好，进到神的殿堂里去。
See, the Bible tells us that no man has seen God. No man. Only the Son of God who was in the bosom of God, who was with God, He is GodOnly He can tell us about God, how God is, His nature, His character. I can't tell you, Buddha can't tell you, Muhammad can't tell you. He was never there with God. But Christ, the Son of God, He was in the bosom of the Father. He could tell us about the great love of God that sent His Son Jesus to die for our sins.
那圣经说呢，没有人自己亲眼见过神，唯有父怀里的独生子将他表达出来啊。那只有耶稣基督，他是父的儿子，他道成肉身来到我们当中，他才能把父的样子形象样式告诉我们啊，活出来啊，那让我们才能够明白了解。那地上一切的人，无论是哪一个宗教的领袖，他都不能够如此清楚地告诉你上帝是什么样的。
So now we want to look at verse 15.
那我们再读十五节啊。
But it's a continuation of verse 14.
那这是十四节的延续持续。
He's talking about the glory of the one and only from the Father.
他这里讲到是父独生子的荣光。
And verse 15 talks about John's statement or John's testimony concerning this one.
那十五节讲到的是约翰的见证。
And he cries out, it says here. He was a voice, remember, a voice crying in the wilderness.
那这个是一个人在旷野啊喊叫在为主预备道路的那个先知。
And he says, this is what he was crying out there when people came to be baptized of him. He would point them away from himself and toward the one who was coming.
所以他当他在旷野为人施洗的时候，所有的人都聚集到他面前来，他做的一个事情是他把人的吸引力从注意力从他身上指向了耶稣。
And this was his message. He said concerning the Lord Jesus, when he saw him, the Lord Jesus, when John saw the Lord Jesus, he said, this is heOf whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.
这就是他喊着说的那个话，他说，那就是那个，那就是基督耶稣， 那在我以后来的反成了在我以前的，因为他本来在我以前。
That's kind of a strange statement there.
这有一点奇怪的这个表述哈。
It says because in a natural sense, Jesus wasn't before John. John and Jesus, they were cousins, but John was born 6 months before Jesus.
那从人看来呢，施洗约翰啊，这个约翰是比耶稣早生半年的啊。那他虽然他们是亲戚，他们是有表亲的关系，但是施洗约翰是先生的，是兄长的。
So he says, this is he that, though coming after me, was before me.
所以这就是他说的意思。那个在我后面来的，就是什么？是六个月以后再生的那个，其实是在我以前就有了。
Now that statement's not true in a natural sense.
这个在自然的，在我们人的理解里面，这个表述是不对的。
But in reality, Jesus was before John because he pre-existed the whole creation of the universe.
但事实上，他这个表述是非常对的，原因是耶稣是比约翰来的要早，因为他在万事以先他就在了，他是神。
Turn to the 8th chapter of John. John chapter 8.
约翰福音的八章，我们往后看一看。
And we'll read from verse 54.
那我们来读五十四节。
The Jews, that phrase, the Jews, is mentioned over and over in the book of John.And the term Jews there usually refers to the whole Jewish system and all those that were opposed to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这里说的犹太人都是指着整个犹太教的系统，就是在当时极其反对耶稣的那个系统。
In verse 52,
52节
the Jews accused Jesus of being demon-possessed.
因为这里犹太人指责耶稣是鬼附的。
And they said in verse 52, Abraham died and so did the prophets. Yet you say that if anyone keeps your word, he will never taste death.
他说现在我们知道你是鬼父的，亚伯拉罕死了，众先知也死了，你还说人若遵守我的道就永远不尝死会。
The claims that Jesus was making was beyond, what they could understand.
因为他耶稣在这里讲的话呢，其实是已经超越了他们能够理解的范围。
He says, are you greater than our father Abraham?
他说难道你比我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕还大吗？
He died,And so did the prophets. Who do you think you are?
那他死了，那些先知也都死了，那你当自己是什么人呢？
Now, notice the Lord's answer here, verse 54.
那注意这里耶稣的回答，五十四节说。
He says, if I glorify myself, my glory means nothing.
他说我若荣耀自己，我的荣耀就算不得什么。
He says, my father whom you claim as your God is the one who glorifies me.
荣耀我的乃是我的父，就是你们所说的你们的神。
Though you don't know him,
你们未曾认识他。
I know him.
我却认识他。
If I said I did not know him, I would be a liar like you.
我若说不认识他，我就是说谎的，像你们一样。
But I do know him and keep his word.
但我认识他，也遵守他的道。
Now notice this verse.
五十六节注意。
And Jesus refers back to their statement about Abraham.
那耶稣就回到了他们所说的亚伯拉罕的那个话题上。
And they claimed as children of Abraham that they were the chosen people.
那他们自称为亚伯拉罕的后裔，被神选定的选民。
So the Lord Jesus takes them at their word, and he says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it." And was glad.
那耶稣就顺着他们的话语说下去，你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就欢喜。
What does it mean that Abraham rejoiced to see his day?
那什么叫做亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望他的日子呢？
Well, Abraham was given promises that out of his, out of him would come the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那亚伯拉罕被给了这上帝给了他这样的应许，说从他的后裔里要出那个弥赛亚，那个救主，那个万王之王，万主之主。
There would come one through whom all the tribes of the earth and all the families of the earth would be blessed.
那从他这里出来那个后裔要成为全地万族的祝福。
It was looking beyond just the narrow national boundaries of Israel and the promises made to Israel.
这个时候神的应许已经超越了那个国界，就是以色列的那个民族的那个边界，他已经是给到了全地。
When Jesus offered himself as the Messiah to Israel, they rejected him.
当耶稣把自己提供给犹太人成为那个弥赛亚的时候，犹太人拒绝他。
But the promises made through Abraham extended worldwide.
上帝给亚伯拉罕那个应许就给到了全地。
And when Abraham, he rejoiced in this very fact that he knew that in the future God was going to send one of his sons who would be the savior of the world.
那亚伯拉罕是很清楚的知道在他的后裔里有一个会有一位成为这个地上的救主。
And that's what it means that Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
这就是亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望他的日子的意思。
And he says he was glad.
然后他说他非常的高兴快乐。
The Jews said to him, well, he says, you're not even 50 years old.
那犹太人说呢，你还没有50岁。
And you've seen Abraham?
你岂见过亚伯拉罕呢？
I might just pause for a moment about, the Jews thought when he looked at Jesus, how, that he might be as much as 50 years old.
我想问哈，就是在当时他怎么会说耶稣没有五十岁呢？
In actual fact, how old was he?
其实他多少岁？
三十。
他当时只有三十岁。
How old?
Thirty.
About 30. About 30 or at this point maybe 31 years of age.
这个时候很可能也只有31岁吧。
But they thought he looked older.
大家觉得他还没有50岁。
Or could possibly look older.
也的确是他可能很苍老。
It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but when someone is under a tremendous amount of stress, and like the Lord Jesus, he was known as the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
所以这个和我们今天的话题没有相关性啊，但我只是稍微展开来讲一下。当一个人他在巨大的压力和这个痛苦当中呢，像耶稣这样的呢，他会苍老的很快。
You know, although he was sinless,
即使他没有任何的罪
，he was affected by the effects of sin that he saw around him.
那他会被一切身边的罪的后果所影响。
In other words, he suffered for the suffering.Of mankind.
或者换句话说呢，他是为了人的这个苦难啊，他自己也在经受。
His days were completely filled up with compassionate and loving acts where he healed, he comforted, and he taught the people. All day long, he would do this. And then at night, he would spend in prayer.
在白天的时候啊，他整个的时间都花在医治病人、教导、帮助穷人。那一到晚上的时候，他都是在山上祷告。
The prophet Isaiah said, "Surely he has borne our griefs; he has carried our sorrows."
就像以赛亚书说的，他诚然担当了我们的，背负了我们的痛苦，担当了我们的忧患。
And this pressure, this stress was what burdened him throughout his ministry.
所以这样的重担和压力呢，其实是在他的整个服事的这三年半里一直的跟随他。
And so he probably looked older than he really was.
所以他看起来会比他真实的年龄要老得多。
So they said, well, you're not over 50 years old yet, and you said you've seen Abraham?
所以这里犹太人会说，你还没有50岁，你岂见过亚伯拉罕呢？
Now notice Jesus' answer here.
那注意耶稣的回答在这。
I tell you the truth, he says.
我实实在在地告诉你们。
Before Abraham was, I am.
还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
He was saying to the Jews that he pre-existed Abraham.
所以他这里跟犹太人声明，我在亚伯拉罕之前就有了。
Now John the Baptist said that he's preferred before me because he was before me.
那约翰，施洗约翰说呢？那在我以前，在我以后来的，实际是在我以前就有。
He pre-existed John.
他是比施洗约翰也要早先就有的。
Now he says he pre-existed Abraham.
那现在他说呢，他比施洗约翰还要早。
But notice the title that he uses of himself.
然后这里你会看见他用的是一个什么样的词呢
？Before Abraham was born, I am.
他这里用的是。在没有亚伯拉罕的时候就有了我用的是 I am, I am 这个词。
Yeah. You say, I am what?
我是什么呢 ?I am 什么呢
?Usually, we need a modifier, we need something to explain what that existence means.
一般来说我们用到这个词那我们总有一个词来定义它我是什么是什么你有一个词来表述来定义。它是什么
？You have to qualify.
你必须要
from a human perspective.
从人的角度，你必须要有一个资格，还要有一个表达表述。
Now, I can't say I am.
我不能说我是。
I have to say I am Eric.
我要说我是 Eric.
I am limited. I am limited in time. I am limited in everything.
我是有限的，我是受局限的，我是在时空里是有限的，所以我是这一个现在这个人。
I exist just in my life and my circle and for the length of time that I'll live on this earth.
我在时间的场合里，在这个空间里面，我只是在这个时间和空间里面生活的那一个人。
But the self-existent one from eternity can say, "I am." I exist now, I existed then, I'll exist forever.
但是自有拥有的那一位在永恒里就有的他是超越时空的所以他是现在他也是未来他也是过去他是所有的所以他就是他是他我是。
He's saying I am the eternal one.
实际上他就是那永恒的那一位。
And the Jews understood what he was saying.
所以犹太人其实是知道他这句话的意思是什么。
He's making himself God.
他把自己与神同等了。
And then they picked up stones to stone him.
这就是为什么59节他们会捡起石头来要打他。
That was blasphemy as far as the Jews.
在他们的律法里这叫亵渎神。
But he slipped away.
但是他躲开了。
And also, this self-existent one, look, we go to the Old Testament, we go to the book of Micah, for example.
那我们回到那个旧约来读一读，比如说旧约的弥迦书。
Micah chapter 5.
弥迦书的五章，如果没有旧约的大家分一分。弥迦书。弥，对，就是弥。
Micah chapter 5.
弥迦书的五章。
We'll give you some extra time to find Micah, because this is.
对，弥迦书，弥迦书是在比较靠后的，小先知书啊，比较靠。如果是这本大的圣经，是1507页，1507页。
Everybody got it?
Yes.
Micah 5, verse 2.
五章二节。
Now, normally, at Christmas time.We read this because when the wise men came from the east and they came to Jerusalem, they asked, "Where is the king that is born in Israel?"
我们常常在圣诞节的时候读这些经文，因为当耶稣诞生的时候呢，东方的博士来到这个耶路撒冷，问希律王说：“那个出生的王在哪里？”
They said, we've seen his star in the east and we've come to worship him.
说我们看见了那东边的从东边看见那个天上的星我们就跟着那个星来到这里。
Well, nobody had heard of that in Israel.
在以色列呢没有人听说了这件事。
And so the King Herod called the priests who knew the scriptures and asked them, where is the king of Israel going to be born?
所以呢希律王呢就召集了那个当时的犹太人的文士来问呢说这个要来的那个弥赛亚那个王会生在哪里。
That is the Messiah, and I guess you mentioned that already,
yeah.
And, so they turned to the scripture.
所以他们就翻出圣经。
Micah, but you,
读到了弥迦书。
Bethlehem Ephrathah.
说伯利恒以法他。
Bethlehem Ephrathah was just a town very close to Jerusalem.
那这是一个伯利恒和以法他就是一个地方
it was called
它是非常离耶路撒冷很近的地方
It was called the city of David is where David was born
这会被称作大卫之城因为大卫就生在伯利恒
And Micah now writing some 700 years before Christ
那弥迦书是在大概公元前700年左右写的
He says though you are small among the clans of Judah
他说你在犹大诸城中为小
Out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel.
将来必有一位从你那里出来在以色列中为我掌权的。
And notice what he says here.
注意他在底下所表述。
Whose origins are from old, from ancient times.
他的根源从亘古从太初就有。
And that from ancient times means from eternity is what that means. What does it say in your...King James there.
In Chinese, it's from eternity.
From eternity, that's right. The Chinese is more literal in your Bible.
对，所以中文的圣经是非常合原文的，算是从它是直接从旧约的希伯来文和新约的希腊文翻译过来，所以太初的意思就是超越时间，时空有时空以前就有了，所以是从太初。
Now.This certainly refers to the Lord Jesus.
那这个就是指着耶稣基督哈。
Because notice in verse 4.
我们看一下第四节。
The description of this one who had come from eternity.
这里会讲到他的从永恒来的内容。
It says he will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness...will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace.
他必起来依靠耶和华的大能，并以耶和华他神之名的威严牧养他的羊群。他们要安然居住，因为他必日渐尊大，直到地极。这位必做我们的平安。
As the shepherd, he calls himself later on in the book of John. He says, "I am the good shepherd that gives his life for the sheep."
所以他说，在约翰福音里面后来他讲的他说我是那好牧人好牧人牧养他的羊。
And then the last part of that verse 4 talks about his reign in the future over all the earth and that will be peace upon the earth.
所以这里四节的后面就讲他会牧养全地然后会给全地带来平安。
That's what this world is waiting for, is for the Prince of Peace to come.And to rule and reign in righteousness.
这就是现在这个地上还在等候的，就等候那个平安之子来做全地的王。
And so, John's testimony. We go back to the book of John.
那我们回到约翰福音。
John the Baptist is not the one who wrote the Gospel of John.
那我们这里讲的约翰，为他做见证，十五节的这个约翰不是约翰福音的这个约翰，十五节讲的这个约翰叫施洗约翰。是耶稣早半年来的那约翰福音的约翰是耶稣的门徒约翰是两个人、啊、
So, but it's John the Baptist that is testifying it says again in verse 15 this is he of whom I said he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me
这就是十五节我们刚才解释的就是十五节为什么这么喊着说 这是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本在我以前的意思。
Now in the few minutes we have left before our break, we'll look at that word surpassed me.
那我们还剩几分钟，我们先看这个词，surpassed me, 在我以前，超越
greater than,
超越我。
Turn to Matthew chapter 3.
马太的三章。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 11.
新约第一个第一卷福音书。三章十一节。就新约一开始翻开来一开始第一卷书就是什么。三章十一节。
John was baptizing by the River Jordan.
施洗约翰是在约旦河里给人施洗的。
And notice in verse 7, he saw Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing.
所以第七节你看见呢，约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来施洗，也来受洗。
See, his baptism was a baptism of repentance.
因为他的洗是那个悔改的洗。
In other words, he was telling people that they need to confess their sins and get ready for the righteous one who is coming from God.
因为他告诉人要悔改，要从自己的罪里转回，来到神的面前得着救恩。
And many of the common people were baptized by John.
那很多普通人都来到约翰这里接受他的洗礼。
They were being prepared for their Messiah.
那他们是预备来接受他们的弥赛亚。
And no doubt there were many in Judea and Galilee who were baptized of the Lord, baptized by John the Baptist.
那在犹大地有很多的人接受了约翰的洗礼。
But he saw these Pharisees and Sadducees coming.
他也看见了这些法利赛人和撒都该人也来了。
And these men, they were jealous of John's popularity.
那他们这些人呢，很嫉妒施洗约翰的这个跟随者那么多。
These were religious hypocrites.
因为这些人是也犹太是那些宗教的假冒伪善的人。
See, religion gave them a power over the people.
那宗教给了他们辖管人的权柄。
They weren't interested in being governed by God.
其实他们并不在意，也不要神的管制。
They were only interested in filling their pockets with gold and having power over the people.
他们只感兴趣的就是多赚点钱和能够管多点人。
And when John saw them, the Pharisees and Sadducees coming, he said, "You're like a bunch of snakes, poisonous snakes."
所以这就为什么约翰看见法利赛和撒都该人来的时候，就说你们是
Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
毒蛇的种，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
And he said, "Produce fruit in keeping with repentance."
所以他说，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
And don't think you can say to yourselves, "We have Abraham as our father."
不要心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。
See, they thought through natural descent that they get all the blessings of God.
这就是他们的想法，就我们刚才一开始想从血气生的，他父母是，他就是。
And so John the Baptist, he says here, in verse 11, he says, "I baptize you with water for repentance."
那十一节约翰说呢，我用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。
It was a symbol.
这只是一个预表。
Of a life put away and a new beginning.
预表什么呢？一个旧的生命结束了，一个新的时代开始了。
The ritual was to similar to Christian baptism. It was to symbolize a change of heart.
这是跟基督徒受洗的那个属灵含义是一样的，是预表着一个新的重生，一个新的生命的开始。
And then, as they come out of the water, a willingness to receive the king in his kingdom.
那从水里出来的时候，那他就是预备好接受神的救恩，神的国度。
But John's baptism was different.
那神的施洗约翰的施洗是不一样的。
His baptism could not impart eternal life.
他的施洗不能够给我们永生。
And so he says to me, "I baptize you to repentance."
那这里他说呢，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。
But it's a baptism to get you ready for accepting something bigger.
那这个呢是给更大的给后面更大的人来铺路来预备人心的。
So he continues in verse 11, he says, But after me comes one who is more powerful than I.
这就是后面十一节后面继续讲神呢在我以后来的能力比我更大。
He says, I'm not even worthy to bend down and to unloose the sandals of this great one that's coming.
所以在这里说那个人的地位呢如此之高我就是给他提鞋也不配。
He says, I'm not good enough to even carry them.
我甚至不配做这个提鞋的事。
He says, I baptize with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
他说我是用水给你们施洗他用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Notice, and with fire.
然后最后是用火。
The Holy Spirit and fire. John's baptism was a baptism just to repentance.
那施洗约翰的洗就是悔改的洗。
But Jesus is a baptism that is an eternal one.
是耶稣的洗是一个永恒的洗。
First of all, his baptism is for the by the Holy Spirit.
第一呢他的洗是经过圣灵来的。
And when would that take place?
那什么时候开始的呢
After Christ.
Belief.
Yeah, that's now. But when did the Lord Jesus baptize us?
Cross.
No.
After cross.
When we believe.
No.
No, when
he's
on the cross.
Good theologians. And are you guessing or do you know? Do you know when the Holy Spirit came and was baptized the believers?
Pentecost.
There, I had to give you a clue.
就五旬节的时候，对，圣灵赐下来。
We read in First Corinthians, "For by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body."
那只通过一个灵哈，我们都是通过一个神的灵来施洗成为一体的。
Jesus, when he died for sin, he rose again and with his own blood went into the holy place in heaven, not the place on earth, but into heaven itself with his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. On that basis, then he could send the promise of the Father into the world, and he is the baptizer. The Holy Spirit is not the baptizer. The Holy Spirit is what we're baptized in. You know, the charismatics make the mistake of saying that have you been baptized by the Holy Spirit? There's no such thing in Scripture. The Lord Jesus is the baptizer, and when we believe in him, we are sealed by that Spirit, because at the day of Pentecost, everyone who will believe is going to be sealed by the Holy Spirit. And on the day of Pentecost, that was when they were baptized into that one body. Have I said can you do all that?
对，反正就是
He's very good.
反正就是我只能总结一下了，就是那个耶稣死的时候呢，他是在十字架上，他死了，他带着他的血进到了圣所，这个圣所是天上的，不是地上的。那地上我们刚才讲了，是那个有形的，得一年一年靠着大祭司去的，那个血是不够，一次献上，满足神的公义的要求的。那耶稣死了，他在永恒里带着他的血进到天上的圣所，替我们赎了罪以后，在那个之后呢，圣灵才可以降下来。那样的时候呢，幔子才裂开。就是人和神之间才能面对面，就像父亲和孩子才能面对面。以前没有悔改，没有满足公义的要求，不能面对面。那他面对面的时候，圣灵降下来，才我们在圣灵里面施洗，而不是圣灵给我们施洗啊。这就是今天很多的灵恩的教派，他理解错神的意思。他说是你有没有圣灵，有没有给你施洗？不是，圣灵不是给你施洗的那个，是基督给我们施洗。用什么施洗呢？是用圣灵来施洗，是我们在圣，我们因着圣，因着施洗就进到了这个，
才能下来，
是像水一样，圣灵。
对，圣灵是那个施洗的施洗
的
工具，对。
嗯、对，是的，耶稣是施洗
的。So that's the first.
基督是施洗的人，我们
是
施洗进入圣灵。
对，然后呢，我施洗以后呢，我们是在对在圣灵里盖了一个印了，对，就盖了一个印，就是因着这个因着圣灵，我们成为神的孩子，这就像一个印一样盖在我们心里。
这只用圣灵。
So, yeah, maybe after the break, you can even explain more. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, take,
yeah.
I think it.
We're going. Yeah, it should
take.
Take
a,
yeah.
Yeah, take longer time. Yeah, cannot explain. 好，我们先休息一下啊。我们等会花多点时间再解释一下。我们在天上的父，亲爱的主，谢谢您啊，赐给我们如此宝贵的话语。求您开我们的心，开我们的眼，让我们明白您的话语让我们明白您的真理让我们愿意按照您的真理行，更让我们愿意。信靠您成为我们的救主，也求您洁净我们一会儿的饮食，感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
最后的审判了，
永火就是永火。